You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Shep. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Shep. Kenny Ladler continues to have a very successful second season. He joins us now. Kenny, before, let's get to the most important thing. Monday morning magic this morning, an opportunity for Eskimo players along with Oil Kings players to help out kids who usually just wouldn't be able to partake in the events at K-Days. How was it for you?
Oh, it was a wonderful day. Thank you guys for having me, too. But, yeah, this morning we got the time to spend with the kids and just enjoy it, have them enjoy themselves, get on the rides, and take pictures, sign autographs for them. It was a big event, and it just made their day. And being out there early this morning in the cold, you couldn't even complain just because of the smiles on their faces. The kids was just enjoying themselves. So it was a very great experience this morning for everyone.
Now, was there a certain ride that you were monitoring, or did you go on different ones?
I went on three different ones. I went on the Dragon. I went on the Silver Streak, and I went on this little ride that you just lay down, and it's like almost like you in Superman form, just going around in circles. So it was a pretty fun carnival.
Are you a big ride? Like, do you love rides, or are you kind of like, hey, I'll just go to look like I'm not scared?
Well, I'm a big ride guy. You know, I grew up in Georgia. We had Six Flags, so Batman and Superman was my favorite roller coaster rides growing up already. So it was I'm a big roller coaster guy.
Now, could you sense, were there any teammates who are nervous on rides?
Some of them went through conversations with talking about they was nervous, so I could sense that if it was like a big roller coaster or anything like that, I could sense a few guys being chicken and stuff like that. Okay. Definitely.
Now, Kenny, your team is perfect. It's 4-0. It's been a great season, excluding injuries, but the next man up analogy has come to fruition so far this season. It's very strange that a lot of the injuries, sadly, have happened at the one position, at the weak side linebacker.
Yeah, it has been an unfortunate injuries for everybody that has played right there. But I mean, that's one good thing about this defense. You know, we have a lot of talent on this team, especially on defensive side, and the standard has been set since the first game of the season, and whoever steps in, we have to pick it up from where we left off. So making sure that everybody's on the same page and just communicating out there, that's going to be the most important key for us to be able to maintain our success on defense.
Yeah, I love that you bring that because I think when guys are coming in out of the lineup, like you guys have had some injuries, that communication changes. Does it have to have a little bit more work in the film room or even in practice to make sure you're on the same page?
Yeah, it does. It has to deal with all those things inside, on the field, off the field. Once we're meeting in team rooms, we're all together at the same time. So we all linebackers and DBs all talking about the same assignment, and everybody in the room knows exactly what that position is doing. So that's one of the major keys that we have for our defense that makes us special, is because we're always working together. Even once we're like working as groups separately, we're still working together, knowing each other's parts and making sure that we're accountable for each other. So that's been the biggest deal. Because we know at any time our name could be called to play a different position. So, I mean, that's what we're prepping for each week, to make sure if anything happens, we got somebody that's ready to go.
You had an opportunity to face BC in week one. You guys were very successful defensively. The D-line absolutely dominated. Their quarterback was running for his life under pressure all day. Since then, BC's kind of, you know, really woken up their last few games. Their offense is really rolling, even with Travis Lule coming in at QB. What have you seen on film now different from the BC Lions heading into game Friday that maybe wasn't there in their offense in week one?
I see the only difference I see is that teams are giving up the big play to them. And that's something that we got to eliminate once we play them again. We gave up couple big plays towards the end of the game that could have made the passing yardage even lower than it was. So that's one thing that I've seen on film that we got to make sure that we don't allow them to do, create those big plays. You know, they've been making – receivers have been making big catches for them in the passing game on deep passes. So we got to eliminate that. And everything else, I mean, we just got to continue to just do our job and play them just as hard as we did the first game and make sure that we defend our home field in front of our crowd. We're going to have a nice setting. We're undefeated. Their only loss was against us. So we're brewing up a big game this weekend, but we definitely expect to make sure that we don't give them anything and make sure that they earn everything that they get.
How do you strike that balance between still being aggressive, you know, up front, but also, you know, not being too tentative and backing off too much and not giving up that good play? Where do you find that, or how do you find that balance?
Just feeling the game out, seeing how they trying to attack us. You know, if they trying to start the start it on the ground with the run, we eliminate that first. And just feeling out what they trying to do after the first couple of series, and then the offensive coordinator, he's going to go to their bread and butter and what works for them well. So we know what they like to do in those situations. We'll defend that well and make sure that we, like I said, keep the big plays to a minimum. And once we need to apply pressure, we'll do so. But our D-line is great up front. We have one of the best D-lines in the league, and they will create pressure for the quarterback and have the ball come out fast, and our defensive backs will make plays on the ball this week.
Kenny Ladler joins us, linebacker for the Edmonton Eskimos. Kenny, year number two for you on a comfort level. Can you describe how, when you drop back, are you able to pick up what the offense is doing? Like, how much quicker than when you were a rookie?
Oh, it's night and day from last year to this year. You know, I say experience is the best teacher, and just filling out what offenses like to do. After going through it for 18-plus games, I mean, it comes back, and it's like my mind just triggers, like, on the type of routes and concepts that offenses like to do after watching them throughout the week. It's night and day from last year. I mean, filling out certain routes once they come my way, it's just been more – I feel more comfortable. I feel more aggressive in my passing play now. And it's been helping the team out tremendously. So I want to continue to do that, and I want to continue to play at a high level for the rest of this season so we can put ourselves in a position to get the Grey Cup and win it.
Well, Kenny, appreciate you joining us, and thanks for helping out all the kids today at Monday Morning Magic. Best of luck on Friday.
Appreciate you guys for having me. Thank you.
Kenny Ladler.